Good afternoon. A joint operation by the Guardia Civil and the National Police has led to the arrest of seven people in Denia and Els Poblets on the northern Costa Blanca for their alleged involvement in a criminal network dedicated to the sexual exploitation of women. 11 victims were free during the raid, so the Guardia Civil confirmed yesterday. The investigation began a year ago when officers identified a potential human trafficking victim at Madrid's airport. After the woman filed a complaint, investigators uncovered a criminal organisation based in Denia that was recruiting the women. Most of the victims were reportedly lured from Colombia. The network allegedly financed their travel to Spain through loans with exorbitant interest rates, creating a fictitious debt the women were forced to repay through prostitution. Five coordinated searches were carried out leading to the rescues. Officers also seized nearly 50,000 euros in cash, 100 grams of cocaine, three vehicles, electronic devices and accounting ledgers, recording the victims' debts and profits from the exploitation. Spain's stock market supervisor has fined Elon Musk-owned social media platform X 5 million euros for failing to make sure that a crypto asset company that used X for advertisements had authorization to provide the investment services. The fine, dated November the 3rd, was published in the official bulletin this morning. X, formerly known as Twitter, did not immediately reply to a request for comment. The fine can be appealed before the High Court. The top prosecutor, Alvaro García Ortiz, who was on trial for allegedly leaking confidential information about a tax fraud case, told the Supreme Court yesterday that he did not leak the information. The case has attracted intense political scrutiny, as the case involves Alberto González Amador, who is the boyfriend of Isabel Díaz Ayuso, the regional leader of Madrid and a prominent figure in the conservative opposition People's Party. García Ortiz is accused of sharing with the media the contents of an email exchange between the regional prosecutor's office and the lawyer representing González Amador. In the leaked messages, the lawyer proposed that his client admit to two counts of tax fraud in exchange for a negotiated settlement to avoid imprisonment. The Agriculture Ministry yesterday ordered an immediate lockdown of all poultry due to the risk of bird flu. The decision expands on measures announced last week. It follows a rise in bird flu outbreaks across Europe, with 139 cases reported since July and 14 here in Spain, half of them in the Castilla y León region. A vacation rental firm, Airbnb, will invest in the promotion of inland towns over the next 3 years to tap into rural tourism as major cities restrict short-term rentals. Cities such as Barcelona plan to ban all short-term rentals by 2028, while destinations including the Balearic Islands and Madrid have demanded platforms cut listings under new regulations. Airbnb said in a statement late yesterday it was shifting its local strategy and plans to invest $50 million to promote Spain's villages and expand rental options there. The government has also launched a campaign to spotlight rural destinations, aiming to persuade the 94 million international tourists who flocked to the beaches in the big cities last year to visit other parts of the country. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.